This is Coffee Break on Sunny 1230. Every day at this time, we open our microphones to individuals and groups that have some good news to share, creating a positive influence, or helping others in our community. Opinions heard during Coffee Break are those of our guests and listeners and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Sunrise Broadcasting. Now, pour another cup as we begin this morning's Coffee Break on Sunny 1230.
Joining us this morning for Coffee Break, I'm very pleased to have not only Gene Tian from the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, but also Wendy Savage from the American Red Cross. Welcome, ladies. Thanks for coming in on this wet fall day.
Thanks for having us.
We have coming up in November, Community Foundation Week, November 12th through the 18th. And Jean, tell us a little bit about that and how we're going to celebrate that here in Wausau.
Thanks so much, Oliver. If I could, I'd like to frame it just a little bit about the Community Foundation movement. I just flew in from Cleveland late last evening. I had attended the National Conference for Community Foundations, and it was held in Cleveland because Cleveland was the first community foundation to be formed in the world.
Really? How long ago was that?
Well, it was 100 years. So January 2nd, 1914 was the birthday. So this was a really big event. So the enthusiasm for the community foundation movement is very high. There were 1,400 attendees, and try to get lunch in a buffet line with 1,400 attendees.
It was a four-hour lunch.
It was quite something. There were 19 countries represented. So this is not just something that exists in America. We interfaced. I spoke with people from Kenya and Canada, Northern Ireland, Latvia, Slovakia, Brazil, Ukraine, Haiti, Costa Rica.
Planned how many trips?
That would be nice. I can talk more about that later. But just to put a perspective on the Community Foundation movement, there are 1,700 of us worldwide, and collectively, we administer $63.1 billion in assets. So,
wow.
So it's a very strong movement. And to put the Community Foundation Week in perspective, I think your listeners really need to know that this is
$63.1 billion, 19 countries, and how many community foundations again?
Well, there are 1,700 worldwide.
1,700 worldwide.
Mm-hmm. So our Community Foundation Week is November 12 through 18, and we really think that there is something we're celebrating. So we at the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin have some very special things planned. I would like to tell a little bit about one event, but Wendy Savage here from the American Red Cross will help us to focus on another part of what we're celebrating. But one of the things that we're doing is we are holding our George L. Reuter Forum that week, which is our speakers bureau. It was designed to bring nationally known speakers to the area to address issues of current interest and importance. And we are so lucky this year to have Dr. Jeremy Suri, who is a very distinguished faculty member formerly of UW-Madison, but currently in Austin, Texas. And he will speak on the living legacy of the greatest generation.
Wow. Now, that event is what night and when and where?
It's during Community Foundation Week, Thursday, November 13th. It will be at the Wausau Country Club. And reservations, please call our office. There is a fee of $60 per person, which will bring you the finest dinner imaginable. The menu sounds wonderful.
I received an invitation, and I'm looking at the schedule because it is an excellent opportunity not only to celebrate but also support the work of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. What is that phone number that they can call, Jean?
It is 715-845-9555.
And again, this is Thursday, November 13th at the Wausau Country Club. Call 715-845-9555 to make your reservations. A $60 investment, not just in a fine evening of food and hearing a great speaker, Dr. Jeremy Suri, but also your opportunity to support. You know, we talk about casting those dollar votes for supporting the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin as they celebrate Community Foundation Week, the 12th through the 18th of November.
Thank you. And before we turn to our Community Foundation Quest with Wendy, I would like to point out one special feature of that evening at the George L. Reuter Forum. We will be awarding the Spirit of Philanthropy Award to a special individual who has participated in philanthropy in our community through the Community Foundation, showing tireless and selfless dedication to our community through their actions and deeds. And we're really very excited about.
Now, is this an annual or is this a very special award?
It's a very special award. It is not annual. It is given out when warranted, and we feel that it is warranted at this time.
So again, November 13th, Wausau Country Club. It is your opportunity for $60 investment to not only have a wonderful dinner, hear a great speaker, Dr. Jeremy Suri, and see who's going to win the Spirit of Philanthropy Award. You can only get the tickets by calling 715-845-9555. That's 715-845-9555. That's the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And the hours that people will be there to take phone calls, Gene, are?
Between 8 and 4:30.
8 and 4:30, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. But as we would always say, there's more.
There is more. Wendy Savage is here. We have our second annual Community Foundation Quest, which is an opportunity for area residents to learn more about our area nonprofits. And we have set up something like a scavenger hunt with the ability of residents to go and visit our nonprofits. And we believe that our nonprofits are a part of the very fabric and fiber of our being a healthy community. So anything that we can do to help elevate our nonprofits, help educate them, help get them more visible. So Wendy will tell a little bit about Community Foundation Quest as a past participant, a participant this year, and as a member of our planning committee.
Mm-hmm. Wendy?
Well, Jean, I want to say thank you for being a resource to our community. The American Red Cross is so proud and happy to be a part of this celebration, and who doesn't love a party? So we are glad to join this party, and we are asking the community to participate in this party through November 12th through 18th. There will be 16 nonprofits that are going to open their doors and invite you in, come and learn about them, meet the people that work there, learn about what they do. And for the American Red Cross, I know people don't always come into our office. We're a bit crisis-based, so we work on a case-by-case basis. But if you've ever wondered what that little tiny building does on 2nd and Bridge Street, come on in. We're going to show you everything, who we are, what we do, the kinds of things that we can offer to you during the quest. We have quite a few new safety and weather-related apps that we're going to ask people to come in and download on their phone. If you don't know how to do it, we'll assist you with that. And then we'll just have a little quiz so that you can explore that app, and we'll give you a prize for doing that. If you don't have a phone, we can still give you safety information. And we're asking all people to come in and sign a card, a Christmas card, for a member of the Armed Forces. And we'll get those cards out to Wisconsin veterans and active duty members. So the other nonprofits will have other activities that will be fun and engaging. This year, we really trying to plan activities that are family-oriented. So we encourage you to plan a family day, either over the weekend or maybe over, on an evening if they have hours. So the Community Foundation will provide packets of information about the nonprofits that are participating and what hours they're available to be open.
Now, how many not-for-profit organizations are going to be participating this year?
It's 16 during the Quest, and then at the end, there's a final celebration, a rally. There will be six additional nonprofits there available to give information. And as you participate through the Quest, you're going to receive a little ticket from each organization, and you'll be eligible to win prizes at that finale celebration.
So this will be throughout the week, Jean, of the 12th to the 18th, Community Foundation Week, that this will be going on, or when will the dates of the Quest so people know?
There is a kickoff on Tuesday, November 11th, and that's going to be at Camp Sturtevant. And then there will be a finale, but people can register and get all of this information at our website at www.cfoncw.org. So register by November 11th, and the kickoff is November 11th.
Okay, so it kicks off the 11th. You can register at their CFONCW, Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, CFONCW.org website. And when is that finale?
Wendy?
The finale, I believe, is on the 18th.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's the following Tuesday, I believe, the 18th. And where will that finale be held and when?
That will be on her website.
That'll be on the website.
That'll be on the website.
To be announced. Okay. Yes. See, that's part of the challenge is you got to follow the website to find out where the finale is. So you're going to have a whole week from the 11th of November to the 18th of November to participate in the Community Foundation Quest. American Red Cross will be one of those 16 not-for-profit organizations. Six more will be at the final on the 18th, but you have to go to the website to find out. Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, CFONCW.org. And remember, celebrating Community Foundation Week on November 13th at the Wausau Country Club, the George L. Reuter Forum. The speaker will be Dr. Jeremy Suri. Tickets are $60. Your opportunity to have a great deal, dinner, and the rest of the great deal is you get to participate and support the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. To get those $60 tickets, you need to call between 8 and 4:30, Monday through Friday, 715-845-9555. Some more thoughts, Wendy?
Well, our last thought, we do know the finale is going to be on Tuesday, November 18th, 5 to 6 p.m. at the Wausau Curling Club. There's going to be some great prizes. We have an electronic tablet. There's chamber certificates, gas cards, gift baskets, tickets to Empty Bowls fundraiser. There's some books. There's a signed Leroy Butler book.
Ooh.
National Acrobats of China tickets. And a 30-day membership at the YMCA and more. So we really encourage people to participate in the Quest, earn those tickets that will earn you those prizes, and come to the finale on November 18th, 5 to 6 p.m. at the Wausau Curling Club.
And the kickoff is the previous Tuesday at Camp Sturtevant, the 11th of November. And do we have the time on that one?
5 to 6 p.m.
So it's 5 to 6 p.m. on November 11th, Camp Sturtevant, for the kickoff of Community Foundation Quest and the finale. Six additional not-for-profit organizations above the 16 are all part of the Quest will be there on November 18th, Wausau Curling Club, 5 to 6. Your opportunity to earn some great prizes by participating in the Quest and helping support the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. Their website again, CFONCW.org. Jean, we cover it all?
You got it, Oliver.
Wendy,
thanks
for joining us again for Coffee Break. And remember, folks, the 11th to the 18th is the Quest, Community Foundation Week, the 12th to the 18th, and the George L. Reuter Forum speaker, Dr. Jeremy Suri. And also that evening, the Spirit of Philanthropy Award will be presented November 13th, Wausau Country Club. Tickets are $60, and you can get them by calling the Community Foundation office 8 to 4:30, 715-845-9555. Wendy, Jean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Oliver.
Thank you, and I hope you all join the celebration.